This is Laura Grace Weldon reading Subdural Hematoma. Squeezed into pain's tight grip, my son finally agrees to an ER visit, where images of his brain's convoluted architecture show it pushed aside by blood's gleaming fist. Seated in waiting room furniture thickly layered with other people's prayers, we pass time knuckled and blank while neurosurgeons saw open his skull. I think of the girl who fell 10,000 feet from a broken plane into Peru's jungle. Tightly clustered trees cushioned her, their limbs breaking to set her on the forest floor, still safely strapped in her seat. Wearing white sandals and a frilly dress, she walked along a stream 11 days to find rescuers. At first, those men feared she might be a river ghost. I want to strap my own son in so miraculous a seat. Drop him in a current where time rushes backward. Before a guy late for his shift at a donut shop makes an illegal left turn. Before my son's helmet hits the car. Before my son's body skids down the pavement. Before vessels begin leaking into the dear, familiar head I first glimpsed in the birthing room. Benjamin wakes. Blue eyes watery against ghostly, pale skin. Map of a dark river etched deep across his forehead. He turns to us, jesting, "No drain bramage," to let us know he's out of the jungle. I want to give a special thanks to Dr. Gandhi Varma Subramaniam